Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 5th of June. The European Central Bank is widely expected to cut rates today by a quarter point. There is some uncertainty about future signals. Does the ECB cut again in July, in particular? But a rate reduction today seems certain. 52 out of 52 surveyed economists expect a quarter point cut. And how could so many economists possibly be wrong? For the future outlook, we have ECB President Lagarde speaking. Europe has disinflation pressures, and to fail to cut rates would ultimately imply a tightening of real rates, which is not desirable at this stage of the economic cycle. The European decision is likely to upset US President Trump, who yesterday attacked the US Federal Reserve's policy independence for failing to cut rates in the wake of weaker economic signals. The Fed is data dependent, which has never been a great policy. Monetary policy affects the economy with a lag. The risk with waiting for the release of increasingly unreliable short-term data, rather than making an informed decision on medium-term trends, is that policy will change too late. However, amidst the considerable uncertainty caused by Trump's economic policies and the wild swings in those economic policies, it may be that for once Fed Chair Powell is right, or at least not entirely wrong. The impact of policy swings on employment is uncertain. How quickly inflation will rise in response to tariffs is uncertain. The reaction of US consumers to higher inflation is uncertain. The reaction of US companies to tariffs is uncertain, and so on and so on. The European Central Bank does not have to contend with any of this chaos, and so can cut rates with confidence. The Federal Reserve does not have that luxury. US data flow today is not the sort of data that the Fed is dependent upon. First quarter productivity and unit labour cost numbers are far too dependent on the unreliable first quarter GDP to be considered market or policy moving in isolation. The trends in productivity do matter for long-term growth, of course, and this is where an inherent tension lies across nearly all major economies. Technological change should enhance productivity because it only makes sense to adopt a new technology if we end up doing more with less. However, the social changes technology brings generates extremes of fear and loss aversion. In such circumstances, those who are afraid look for scapegoats on which to blame the uncertainty. Any group that has recently moved towards more equal treatment is one target. At the moment, the LGBTQ plus community is being targeted in several economies. And, consistently, foreigners are ideal scapegoats. That then encourages prejudice politics, of which economic nationalism is one manifestation. The rise of prejudice undermines or even overwhelms the productivity gains of the technology, because productivity depends on how the technology is actually applied. The mantra for success is right person, right job, right time. Banning immigration from entire countries, attacking the LGBTQ plus community, and demonizing foreign trade are instances of prejudice politics that undermine long-term trends in growth and economic productivity. The data calendar is not very inspiring elsewhere either. German factory orders rose in April by more than expected, but this is a very volatile series, and the consensus estimate is made up of what appears to be a collection of wild and random guesses. Italian retail sales are also due for April. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.